A gap in Genesis? This is Ken Ham, encouraging the church to stand on the authority of God's Word. A popular idea with many Christians is that there's a supposed gap of time between Genesis 1:1 and 1:2. Now, this gap is used to try to fit the secular idea of millions of years into the Bible. But when you try to fit millions of years into Scripture, you put death before sin. You see, the supposed millions of years comes from the belief layers were laid down over millions of years, and these rock layers are filled with fossils. Now, if these fossils really are millions of years old, then death existed before sin. But the Bible makes it clear that death is the consequence for sin. That's why Jesus had to come and physically die to pay the penalty for our sin. There's no gap of time.
Listen to this program again or view a full transcript at AnswersRadio.com and sign up for free daily email insights from Ken Ham when you go to AnswersRadio.com.